Today's gospel gives us two models of personal relationships with Jesus as a servant and as a friend. At any given point in our faith journey, one of these models is dominant. Either we see our relationship with Christ mainly in terms of a master-servant or in terms of friend-friend. With the exception of mystics, traditional lay spirituality in the church has usually followed the master-servant model. Jesus is seen more as a master to be feared, respected, and obeyed than as a friend to love intimately and have familiarity with. Now, today's gospel challenges us to rethink our relationship with Christ because, evidently, Christ himself prefers to relate to his disciples as friend to friend rather than as master to servant. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends. Jesus says that he no longer calls his disciples servants. This seems to indicate that he had called them servants before. Our relationship with Christ goes through different stages. First, it starts out as a master-servant relationship where we are new to the faith. But then, as our relationship with Christ deepens, it changes into a more less formal friend-to-friend type of relationship. Why then do so many of us stick with the master-servant way of relating to Christ as if it was the only way? Now, today's gospel calls us to move beyond that infant stage, the master-servant relationship, and to go on over to an adult stage, a friend-friend way of relating to Christ. This will change the way we pray and the way we live. We shall begin to pray better and to experience more peace and joy in our lives as people do who are in love. Now, one objection that is often raised by those who promote the master-servant model of relating to Christ is the concern that we're unworthy. Sure enough, we are. We're not worthy. But Jesus has already taken that into consideration. He reminds us that you did not choose me. I chose you. If he had decided to choose us in our unworthiness and to love and accept us as we are, then we should not fix our gaze on ourselves and ask, who am I that you should love me? Rather, we should fix our gaze on him and ask, who are you, Lord, that you love me so? How can we tell the difference between the irreverent, disrespectful shown by those who have no serious relationship with the Lord and those who have true familiarity with Christ, who have grown out of that loving relationship with him? The key is keeping the Lord's commandments. Yes, God loves and accepts us as we are, but God expects us similarly to grow in his love. The Lord offers us a friendship and intimacy with him should not be an excuse for callousness and indifference. Just as God showed his love for us indeed by sending his son to die for us, so is true love for God always shown indeed by the way we keep the twin commandments of love of God and neighbor. By this, we can know that if we are true Christian Christ friends, because you are my friends if you do what I command you.